The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Cash App. Unless you've been under a rock, you never heard of it. It's one of the greatest tools you can have in your arsenal when you need to exchange funds. I use it all the time. I use it for my mom or my family members, whoever I'm sending money to, because I get asked a lot. Whoever I send it to, you send a little message. Sometimes a little heart, sometimes an angry face. Depends on who it is and why it is. Cash App has just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. Green's for cha-ching. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with a Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which includes benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, high borrow limits, and custom personalized cashback offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Cheesecake. Any cheesecake place. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn about this and other great features launching now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green overdraft coverage, borrow cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosure. Do yourself a favor. Make it easy. Get Cash App.
There we go. Hi, guys. How we doing?
And we're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
We got Howard in the building. What's up, Howard?
What's going on? What's going on?
How are you?
So hey, money. Good. I am good. I'm happy to be back with Daddy's Issues, man. I ain't seen y'all since, man, Craig had a taper fade. I think DC had dreads. He had that little curl hanging from the side.
Only the curl.
That was it. It was just a little curl. Y'all remember DC with dreads?
Howard, that was OG.
DC with the baby dreads?
Yeah, I miss my babies. They finna remember me again, Howard, when I go to Turkey and come back with my dreads.
Howard came back with muscles ready to take his shirt off.
Oh, man, you know, I just do 8 days a week, man. Nothing more than that, man.
Eight. You say 8 days a week, bro?
8 days a week, dog.
You know, I thought that's he said it. He eats days of the week.
8 days.
Hey, don't talk about my speech impediment.
Howard, you can always just be like, I got shot, niggas. What do you want from me? Like, no matter what happens.
The best part about being shot is having people like Craig, Marlon, Sean, Big Damon, everybody, all they did was make fun of me getting shot.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, no, their sympathy for me was to laugh at me getting shot.
Wait, did you know everybody when you got shot? You already knew all these niggas when you got shot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's been my family for years. I've been knowing Craig, man, since, like, Craig was, like, 17. Yeah, like, so it's forever. That's the joy of it.
Getting shot is only cool for the first 5 years. Where everybody like, oh, man. Yeah, man, Howard got shot, man. Yeah. After that, it's like, oh, this nigga got shot. wrong place, wrong time, ass nigga.
They start telling me stuff like, you know, I don't respect nobody that got shot. I respect the shooter. Like, it's like
the shooter's 5 years.
Hey, let me get you that, Howard. What you want to eat? You all right, man? Man, we almost lost you. After that, nigga, why was you there?
Driving?
On Crenshaw. Why was you there? That's all it is. Why was you there? Just driving?
Hey, Zoe, when you go back to that area, do you get flashbacks or do you just like, you don't even think about it?
No, you know what's crazy? When I left the hospital, I got right in the car and I drove right there. So I would never, ever have those type of issues.
Oh, okay.
But I will say this. One night I'm leaving from Baron Davis's studio in L.A. And I drove down the street at nighttime. And that was probably the first time I've been over there at nighttime, right? And I stopped at the red light at the same spot. And I kid you not, I looked over and it was a sign that said Jesus. Well, my heart dropped, bruh. Like, I drove off so slow. Like, was that Jesus telling me I'm okay? Or was Jesus telling me, like, Jesus, get your ass from around
here. Get your ass from around here. That's exactly what
it's like. You know better.
Again? Shit.
If I got shot somewhere, bro, it's a wrap, bro. It's man, we're never going back.
You going back? Like, come this on, is
like,
man.
Like a Cheesecake Haven. Then I go back.
He didn't even get shot by a Popular Mall. He got shot by some bullshit. Where you like, really? I see if you were somewhere like you said, Cheesecake Factory. He is by the most dilapidated mall in the city.
Well, Fox Hills.
No, more dilapidated than that. Crenshaw Mall.
Oh, shit.
I don't think they got any brand name stores in there.
Hey, man, don't be talking about the community, man.
They still got an Orange Julius. You never want to go to a mall that got an Orange Julius in it.
Damn. Then Howard got shot where they got Mrs. Fields at still?
I got shot near a mall that had none but boutiques. They didn't have no name brand stores.
And they had more than
that. You ain't going to Bonus Crenshaw Plaza and seeing a Gap, a Victoria's Secret, and that. You seeing Shaheeds, you know, the Jean Factory. You
seeing, they got LaCrecia's lingerie.
You can get incense and oils at the Crenshaw Mall.
Yes. And airbrush t-shirts or the printed t-shirts that's like everybody get for funerals. Yeah.
They don't have the massage chairs. They actually have a couple people out there with chairs giving massages.
Oh, fold-up chairs? The church chairs?
It's at the fold-ups.
The retail chairs.
I went to that's when I went out like in the mall, man. I remember there's these dudes that were like, they had like the oil to like pray for you, and they were just like six dudes out there like, can we pray for you? That felt more weird to me than someone trying to be like, hey, can I? I was just like, nah, this felt inappropriate, bro.
Wait, so you had six niggas praying on you with oil?
Well, not me. I'm a heathen. I'm a heathen, but it was the oil that bothered me. But yeah, that's what bothered me was the oil that they just had ready. It was too much.
But I think that's the thing when you're going to get a massage. You're supposed to be laying on your back and never see them actually do this.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Hey, Chaz, at least they had oil. What if you see?
Oh! This is a spit of Christ? What are we talking about?
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Oh God, that would be that would probably be the worst prank in the world. If I'm getting a massage and I hear you spit and then touch my back,
especially if they come from a nose, you gonna be like, oh hell no!
You hear that and then feel the moisture, you be like, bro,
we scrapping the butt naked towel on.
Hey, what if she was fine?
I'm not, you're not getting me no. Nah,
well,
bro.
As soon as you hawk up, that takes away.
Well, I'm a single man. So
come out, guys.
In these single streets, from a fine woman.
Maybe she has allergies. It's just allergies. Hold on a second. Let's just talk and see what this is about.
Nah, it's just her fine ass spitting on you.
Oh, that's just gross, Greg.
Nah, you wouldn't let a girl spit on you? I'm the only one?
Yeah, not the only one, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm the only
one. Nah, I don't know. I don't think nah.
Nobody ever took a loogie to the piece? Just me?
loogie?
To here?
To the piece?
So you got mucus membrane on your...
Like, you know, like somebody running and they jump and grab a pole and they swing? Like that. That's how the mucus hit.
Spit is one thing. Phlegm is another thing.
Don't get rid of your cold on me.
My man got 100 little mucinex on his
Yeah. Nah, I don't need no spray bottle mist. Nah, I don't need no. Nah, hit that shit. I need to. Nah, y'all over there, man, y'all ain't in these streets like that. Just me. I'm the only ones in these streets like that.
We're gonna get smallpox, nigga.
He got bacteria on his tip.
All y'all niggas going raw, but just me. Go catch the spit.
Oh, snap. Ain't no loogies inside the vag, bro.
Hey, sometimes you pull it out the vag, it look like a loogie on it. Nah, just me. Just me. Y'all don't get in it like that.
Oh, man.
Get in these streets.
How she leaky inside and out, bro?
I'm the loogie Don. That's it.
You're the loogie Don. All the way. All the way.
The loogie Don.
You King Loogie. You got it, playboy.
You got the title.
you are named. I'm going to get you a Laker jersey. Luka Doncic. You're a loogie, man.
Luka Doncic.
Y'all, just me. Y'all lying. Why am I the only one telling the truth?
Hey, you ain't got to keep saying, is it just me? It's just you.
What? Y'all never hit the back of the throat, get that thick spit, come back out, be like,
Not on a person.
Silly putty. No.
Oh, Craig.
Silly putty?
This is a kid's show, man. Come on.
The kids got to know y'all liars. How would Donnell say it? You're liars.
You're a liar. You're a fucking liar.
You're a liar. You're all liars.
Howard, you say you come from the dentist?
Yeah, I just went to the dentist, man, and got a nice little cleaning done. You know, I love getting my teeth clean. I love the dentist. People don't like the dentist.
Did you make sure the receptionist stayed in the room with you and the dentist?
Yeah, we got a male receptionist now.
So you made sure a female came and stayed in the room with y'all? Isn't that something you're supposed to request?
Why?
At the dentist?
No, not at the dentist.
No, because at the dentist, a lot of them were putting people under and then messing with them to sleep.
Let me tell you something. If you're going to get a cleaning and they got to put you under, you deserve everything, brother. Everything that's coming.
No, some people get put under for scalings.
What? You need x-rays. We're going to put you to sleep, like, bruh, just... Going in, yeah.
If you don't go to that for a long time and you have like a plaque buildup, they'll do scaling, and sometimes they'll be like, you want to be put to sleep. That's for like people that don't want to keep going back and back. There's like, no, scrape all that shit off now, and I'll let my mouth be raw for a couple days.
Nah, man. See, that's the girls that spitting on you.
Yeah, that's what happens. It's mouth to mouth.
Wait, y'all married and y'all don't get no spit?
I just don't think we got any yuck mouth women. I think you got the yuck mouth. I got the mucus membrane women. Bro.
I didn't say yuck. I didn't say nothing about yuck mouth.
The mucus from the back of the phlegm. That's a yuck mouth, bro.
When they hit it, man.
Well, if you want to get freaky with me at the dentist, you don't got to put me all the way under. You could just gas me a little bit, let me be up.
Yeah, you can just. Yeah, you can just tell me that this session is free.
Like, yeah.
Boing.
Tell me this session is free. Like,
you're not put me to sleep.
Because DC, he ain't seen the women that I dentist.
Y'all go to the same dentist?
Yeah, we go to the same dentist. Black-owned, baby. We support black businesses, baby.
Oh, man. Shit. It's dentists and what, then? It ain't just a dentist office. Dentist and taxes done. What's going on? What's your hustle? They gonna run through all your insurance and give you the hookup.
I tell you this much: if my dentist decided to open up a club, I'm there.
it might be active.
He throwing teeth cleanings out at the strip club.
Dang. He got bottle girls at the dentist. What's happening?
And this, I mean, he's in the heart of the heart of LA too, like the nice area. What, close to Beverly Hills?
Yeah, he right there, Wilshire.
Boy, don't say adjacent. Don't, if he's in Beverly Hills, don't mention Beverly Hills.
He's around the corner, Craig, from Beverly Hills.
Hey, man.
He's around Beverly Hills.
It's a nice safe area.
He right there.
Hey, yeah.
Where he at, Howard? I'ma go by there.
Hey, man, he is at 6221 Wilshire Boulevard. His name is Dr. Derek Lane Thompson.
Oh, he black.
Yeah, his name Derek.
Derek Thompson.
And then he got his hood name, Derek Lanes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just heard Derek L. Thompson.
He a Kappa. He a Kappa too.
Nobody coming in doing my teeth doing this shit.
I'm so pretty. I'm so pretty.
You better get off my teeth.
Yeah, I'm with these niggas entering, doing a whole hoorah dance on me.
That's hilarious. Oh, man.
Having a black.
So, hey, so if we had one of our homies that was working for ICE, is he still our homie or what?
Is he like undercover? Like,
oh, no, he undercover. He in the field.
Infiltrating.
Only we know.
Okay.
But he in the field. He beating ass. He out there. He out there really active.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Out of all the Latino vag I had, he gonna have to run me a fair one. We gonna still be homies. We still gonna be cool. But I'm gonna have to do something for the community, because me, I grew up in L.A., dog, and all I knew was Mexicans. That was it. It was just like, I knew more Mexicans than I knew black people. So it was like, you going to have to run me a fair one. And you might not want to go to work the next day, because because I'm going to beat on you, dog.
Howard got so much Latin vagina.
No, but are you exposing him?
Howard got so much Latin vagina, he got Latin boxing gloves hanging from his rearview mirror in his car.
Yo,
show him the rearview mirror, Howard. Yeah,
the Mexican flag on there.
No, my rearview mirror now, man, got my dog. Oh, it got my dog on it now, Deuce.
Oh, you got rid of the boxing gloves.
Yo, yeah, DC,
Puerto Rican boxing gloves up.
The SUDC, I think I would.
You expose them?
You got to expose, bro. I got to expose you. Like, you, because it just, I don't even see how you could sleep at night. I don't even see how anybody could sleep at night doing that job. Like, and then I ran into a brother at the car wash, and this is real talk. He had his trunk open. He's vacuuming, and I saw his vest in the car.
Wow.
And I asked him, I said, you work for ICE? And he looked like he saw a deer in the headlights, bro. He looked at me so scared. But then I guess it clicked, like, oh, this is a black dude asking me this. And he was like, yeah. And I said, how your mark ass sleep at night?
Oh, damn.
And he just looked at me and he said, I don't. He said, I'm not from here. He said, I took the job. It pays $50,000. We get $1,500 a head. And we get $3,000 if they've had any type of arrest in their life. So I said, but why y'all not running up on the gang members and the drug dealers? Why y'all running up on the hardworking people? He said, they got guns.
Yo, oh, shit.
It's like, yo, y'all some bitches, man.
Good point.
I was like, y'all some bitches. And then you got videos of the Mexican gangsters telling them to pull up on them. They're not pulling up on them.
Wait. You got one video of that, and then 2 weeks later, they're gone. They don't make 2-3 videos saying, pull up now, pull up now. Nah. Yeah. I wouldn't do it because I would not be friends with them because I don't have the highest moral standards. And if I wouldn't do it, and I know the money involved, and they do it, I'd be like, you shady, shady. I can't tell you shady, shady. Nah.
So y'all think it's pure, like they doing it not off the hatred for these people, they doing it for the dough.
Yeah, they paying money, man. I've heard somebody say they'd rather be friends with a dope dealer with a dope dealer or a gangbanger than someone that works for ICE. And I was like, what?
Oh, wow.
I don't know how you pick between the three.
I put it to you like this. If they defunded it today, I guarantee you all them people will quit their job.
Hell yeah.
You think they going to do it for free? They going to work for free like TSA did? They going to work for free to everybody that was working at the county office and all the government offices did for weeks on end? No, they going to quit because when they defunded everything and we had this shutdown, ICE was still getting paid.
Right.
But if ICE wasn't getting paid, they know them people would quit their job. They know it.
Hell no, $1,500 a head.
And they wear these masks. They just go work at Walmart and be cool.
Right.
Yeah. They wear a mask because they say it's to protect their family. What?
While you're ripping someone's kids out their arms.
Or you're destroying someone else's family.
No, they wear their mask so their family don't know. It's literally somebody that
they do it. You think they do it for the fam so their family don't know they're doing it?
Bruh, I'm telling you, a lot of these people don't even know that that's what they're doing.
Oh, these
a
niggas
lot of people don't even know.
They vigilantes, so they leave the house at late at night, put their outfit on.
They women think they're going to a regular job. I guarantee you.
A lot of them are facing situations as well where it's, do I go out and rob people? Do I work at a 7-Eleven? It's a lot of these type of jobs that put your moral standards at war. But it's one of those things like, what, do they sell dope? Do they pimp girls? Do they? I'm going to name all the worst jobs. But I'm like, ICE is, it's like, what do you do? Those jobs or ICE?
Man, get on this troll and make this money, bitch.
And how they get everybody? Oh, $50,000 cash bonus when you're hired. That made everybody read that multiple times. 50,000?
That's down payment on a house. A good one.
50,000. Like, if you read that twice, you was considering it, but you was, nah, man, but 50,000? Nah.
Okay, hey, that's more than they give you to get in the Army. The Army give you 30,000. I used to give you 50.
When do you get the 50,000?
See, look at
I'm just asking questions.
It's upon hire. Giving that bonus right away.
Can I quit right away?
It's a government job. They might come knock on your door and
after your first 50.
Yeah, there have to be some stipulations with that 50. Yeah. We give you this 50. You got to bring in 30 people at least.
No, the thing is, y'all are asking. I didn't even ask. Y'all are like, wait. So do you get health insurance with this job?
And then this is the thing, Chaz.
That's how they get you.
Chaz, you're not the same high school football player. When you running and we see you on camera, we know that's you.
Right. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Texas is already beating up homeless immigrants. So
it's just I know a bunch of Mexicans and where they live that I'm related to them. I'm married.
Oh my God, bro!
I don't even have to go far to round up. You can round them all up at one family reunion. It's a birthday.
How about this, Chaz? You say everybody give me $1,000 towards Izzy's college education,
right?
Or ratting on everybody.
But no, Pete, this, I heard they say they were forgiving your student loans too.
Yeah.
They doing it all.
Yeah. They're
giving the cure to baldness out to anybody that joins ICE.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Now we got a problem. Now we got a problem, Craig.
50 grand and my hair?
And a lineup? What?
Where's it going to take me? Is it going to take me where it starts?
And wherever you want,
gonna, like, bring me back, and I'm
whatever
here.
We want.
Wherever you
no,
they're gonna give you a widow's peak if you want.
Wait, I
have the one. Look,
I have
the Howell
ponytail.
That's my widow's peak.
You thought I could come back with this with when the ponytail
with the four curls on the end.
But Oh. But the hair transplant is based on your name, your ethnic name. So, Chaz, I mean, bro, you might have to get the little comb over to you. They might get you with the dude here, man.
At this point, I'll take it, bro. Yeah, all right, bro. Yeah. Doing this,
I'm to another cool. episode. Daddy issues.
No, I agree with Zoe on that, man. They were pure assholes doing that job, man. You ripping people from their families.
It's garbage.
You're garbage and trash at this point. I don't care what they offering.
I said the same thing. You're a modern day slave catcher, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know what about this you think that you're doing for humanity or for it's I'm like, there's things more important than money, bro. And like, you're really choosing to separate somebody's family, dog.
You know they have those people in other countries as well, right?
I'm sure they
like do. You're in Canada a day too long, they come to wherever you're at and be like, all right, come with us. You got
yeah, they come get one nigga. These niggas is just getting up everybody.
Yeah, they well, that's because they bring you alls.
They don't let you stay and start a family and do all that.
But it's
they
not come like
get you that day extra that you're there. They be like, come on, you gotta but go.
It's not like ICE has a list of names and they're going out and looking for individual people. They're grabbing.
No, they just racially profiling.
They're just racially if you speak, if you look that way or anything, because I seen a couple of black dudes. Saw this black dude in Brooklyn got hemmed up.
Well, that's the thing. They want to pick on us so bad that they going after the Somalians, like because they pulling over black people that look like. Like Craig looks Somalian, but it's just like they pulling over people that look like Craig, right. And they going like, "Let me see your documents, bro." I ain't got no damn documents on me.
CDs, bitch. CDs, nuts.
So, you gonna take me into custody because I don't got no documents on me? Like, bruh, ain't nobody driving around with no documents to say, no, I'm stop it.
Actually, yeah, when you're out of the country, they tell you should travel with your...
Right, I'm talking about while you're here in the States. You're not traveling around with your passport.
I'm saying if you're not from in the States. Like, if you're not from another country, when you're traveling around in that country, you should have your documents on.
Correct.
Yeah, but those saying they the cast they profiling, they're, like, expecting them to have their documents on us. Like, I don't have my passport on me when I move around L.A.,
yeah, but you have your real ID.
Goddamn right, I'm American motherfucker.
Yeah, but you know
no, what I mean is they made you bring all your documents in, and they made all Americans get real IDs.
You know,
it shows you have your social security card, your passport, and your birth certificate. That's what
I'm not the little showing family. You shit. Anyways, I'm not.
But
showing
that's the you sad part. That, yeah, they grabbing people that give them all of that stuff, and they still detain them. They running them. That's what makes me go like, I want to know, do they get paid per detain also?
That has to be.
They have anybody. A certain amount of time that they could detain you. That's what anybody, you know, as black people, we get detained and held in jail. Shit.
Yeah, they call that a day. It's like it's like the repo man.
Diddy was detained for how many months before his actual arrest and all that? They could detain you.
Diddy was there for damn near a year.
Right? Yeah, detained.
My car,
I was parked in Hollywood and they towed it and I got there the same time the tow truck man was pulling it in and I'm like, yo, you can just get my car here and they just like, oh yeah, I had to pay for a day. A day of storage? Y'all didn't even put the, like, yo, like.
They say as soon as they put them numbers in, once them numbers is in, your license in, they got to do something.
Yeah, you got to. It's in the system. Man, I ain't losing my job for your ass because you was late. Fuck out of here. I'd be a good employee. Oh, man. I ain't snitching like that, but I'm snitching.
Craig, the worst. The worst person to work with, bro.
Craig, don't let... Dad don't
was late 2 days in a row.
Yo, don't give Craig this much a supervisor power.
Oh, man.
Don't give him that much.
No.
Oh, I'm going to run the money up. I'm going to have toe on deck, be like, yo, after 6, the cars be right here. I want 20% of that. And then I'm going to go tell the cops, hey, right here, they jaywalk. They always
Craig, they Craig, in the morning. Craig's the supervisor for all the places like in downtown LA when it's about to be 5 o'clock and you see the tow trucks lined up. Yeah, Craig told them to do that.
Oh, he said it's 455. Craig got the tow trucks out there.
Like, it's hot over here. This is hot over here. This is where they slip up at.
Hell yeah. And I got the Sprinter van for everybody that needs a ride to the tow truck company. Only $20 a pop. Hop on.
Come on, man.
And what was crazy to go back to that real life D thing that Craig brought up. When they initially brought that up, they made it seem like it was just for like travel. I didn't know it was for like, oh, if you were an immigrant, you can't get one. You know what I mean?
Even if you were from here, like Sage couldn't fly from Monterey Bay down here because he just had the ID without having a real ID. He had to get a real ID before he could fly.
Yeah, so it's funny you said that because this morning when I was leaving to go to the dentist because I just got my teeth cleaned by Derek Lane Thompson, I just saw on the news that today is the first day TSA will charge you.
Oh yeah,
if you do not have a real ID or your passport. So it's like you got to go to a separate line for them to check you, and they'll charge you.
Yeah, I don't have a real ID. I've had a trip with my passport, with my regular driver's license, but I've had the passport because I just been.
You don't have a real ID.
Yeah, I just need to go, but I'm like, you know, when you have to go because it's been those 4 years, you know what I mean? I'm just like, I'm not there yet. I'm just like, so I'm just
yeah,
like,
I got mine when they first started talking about it, and they started talking about this damn near before COVID. Right?
Yeah, I got it around that time. Yeah, I got mine right when it happened. I'm not letting it like Chaz. Chaz gonna wait till they be like, they're now $327.
Yeah. All right,
I always let Howard go first, and then I go. Like, I just stopped using his COVID card to get in places. I was not getting that shot. He was like, I got one. I was like, cool, send me a copy.
That's
Craig. Change the name.
That was always Craig. Did you hit that? Nah, I ain't gonna hit it till you hit it.
Oh, we?
No.
That's not what it sounds like.
Craig said, who need the crack pipe?
Yeah, he was saying crack pipe. We? Hal is never in them streets like that.
I was in the streets, but I ain't never took a puff of nothing. Never, never, ever.
Same. Not like these degenerates over here.
Yeah, nah. I grew up, man, looking out my window and seeing crackheads smoke pipes, man. Last thing I was going to do was smoke anything. I always felt like, dang, I seen them smoking a cigarette. Now they smoking crack. Like, I just thought evil. I was like, oh, nah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Howard don't drink or smoke.
Like, well, you've had a drink, though, before, right, Zo?
Yeah, true story, I've never drank before. And so I got drunk off a rum cake.
Oh,
eating rum cake at my wife and kids. I was tearing this cake up, bruh. It was delicious. I'm talking, it was dripping. Like, because I love Tres Leches cake. Like, because, you know, I love my Mexican people. And I'm eating this rum cake. And this
is nothing like Tres Leches cake.
And I'm talking about it was just dripping. And I got drunk. And they laughing at me.
That was an unnecessary Mexican shout out. That was
another time.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, another time I'm in New York and we partying. I'm out there, Big Damon, Jay-Z, Usher, everybody and they buying bottles. So Big Damon like, yo, what we drinking? I'm like, we drinking Chris, baby. Big Damon orders Chris. And Lil Damon look and he like, nigga, you don't drink. I'm like, and Big Dan was like, nigga, you drinking tonight, nigga. I just bought some
Chris. He already ordered it, bro.
Oh, I had some Chris.
How was it?
It was good. It was like I don't know, like spiked apple cider.
He didn't get off Chris since.
I'm on it right now.
Wait, what's the price of a bottle of Cristal now?
Now for big bottle, what, the 750 bottle or the Magnum bottle?
We talking BevMo or we talking the club?
I'm talking about the club.
That's $1,500 for Chris.
Or BevMo.
BevMo, you get it for
150 some, 170. I don't know.
Huh? No, it's probably two something, like $299.
Y'all some alcoholics. Y'all got happy when I said 150.
what costs more? Chris Dow or Ace of Spades?
Oh, you know what? I was thinking Ace of Spades.
That's
what
I was thinking. Okay.
I was thinking Ace of Spades. I wasn't even thinking Cristal. Cristal's probably like $750 at the club now.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So wait.
I was thinking the big gold bottle.
So it's 750 at the club, and how much at the store?
Probably like 150 at the store.
What?
Yeah, you know.
You know what's crazy? I don't care, bro. How many glasses do you actually get out of that thick ass bottle? Because people don't take a champagne bottle as thick as hell.
Yeah, you get 8 cups.
You said 5. You said 8 cups. Nah,
I say 5.
No, because you don't fill it all the way up to the top.
Oh.
You get 8 glasses.
Damn.
Bottle of Patron or bottle of tequila, you get 20 shots.
Can't be me, bro. That's a lot of money for some.
That's why you go in and you do the math. How much are they charging per drink? Am I going to order that many rounds for everybody, or am I going to buy a bottle?
Yeah, we can do this at home.
Yeah, that's just crazy. The price hike in the club is nuts.
Yeah, you have to do the math quick, though.
Yeah, but my whole thing is, it's just like, if I'm buying a bottle of Patron and it's $800, and then once they pour the shots, it's empty. The bottle is empty. And I go, like, then everybody did that, and that's $800. I'm like, yo,
Well, the thing is, if you order a round of drinks, it's probably going to come up to like $840.
That's the difference. I'm going to love y'all niggas enough to give y'all a shot in the club. I give you a shot at $840.
Yeah, cool. What's the average drink if you go buy one drink at the bar? What is that, 20?
What city?
We in Florida, Miami.
Miami, they're going to be about $15 a drink. Now you could find like dive bars and shit, like the U.S. where it's like $5 shots, $7 drinks.
That's why Craig and my bad food, rest his soul, used to go to all the little tucked in away bars and turn up. We going to Good Night Bar. We going to No Ho Bar.
Well, those were like a lot of people from like. Chris Brown will be in there, or Beyonce will be in there. There were dive bars that nobody went to, but like little Hollywood circuits. It wasn't like, oh, we going off Centinella because they got drink specials.
Yeah. What about one of those fancy spots that be having like the smoke coming out the martinis or something like that? You know,
that's
I
mean? $20 drink easy.
$20, but they don't be like more than that. That's like a usual.
They be more than that. That's easy. That's
they do that more at restaurants, but like at clubs, I don't see too many fog in the drinks at the club.
Or they be lighting it on fire to be like,
whoa. Shit. Yeah, you don't want your shit smoking and somebody bumping to you.
You don't see too many bars at the club anymore. It's basically just table service, and you pour your own shit. They're like, here your cranberry juice.
Yeah.
Bye.
Give them to you, no crafts.
You pay for all that, and then you still got to tip the girl that come over and be like, you need anything else?
No, I do not.
The lifestyle. Rappers ruin clubs.
So now if you want to go in, like, there, you got to pay to get in, and then you got to buy a bottle of sorts?
You got to pay for your section and the bottles in your section. Now, if it's an empty spot, which usually a lot of clubs aren't empty because they section them off in the seating areas where it's not just like before, it's just dance floor and bars.
Now yeah, they don't have dance floors.
It's just seating area all through the club with walkways. And that's it. If you're in a walkway, you get the light. That's the light. Yeah.
And Craig, with that one, remember Craig, that one we went to in Phoenix, remember we was with the baby. They had a dance floor.
11. No, that was the walkway. That was in between. So there was tables and sections up on the wall on one side.
Yeah.
And tables and sections and up on the wall on the other side.
So that middle section wouldn't be the dance floor?
That was the walkway.
They was dancing on that bitch.
That was at the end of the club. And if you remember, the security kept going and kicking their ass out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Bottle Wars at 11.
I can't just be out with some rappers, bro. They just get randomly shot at too much, man.
What's wrong with being with people that get shot at?
Haven't seen you in a while, Howard.
It's the randomness, bro. I'm not gonna be some like, hey, you wanna hang out? Like, I can hang out with Common. Common gonna get shot at. You know what I mean? Andre 3000. You know what I'm saying?
Common was in big rap beef at a point.
In the night, 30 years ago.
Oh, you just said I just thought you meant in general, like.
No, I'm like now, but like, how am I in that world now? But I mean, like, I'm not hanging out with a baby.
Yeah, but he ain't even with Serena no more, so you can't even hang out with him and look at her ass. You
Yeah,
just be
no.
hanging out with him for him. Why?
I think it's with Jennifer Hudson now.
Okay, I can see why you'd be hanging
Well,
out.
we weren't hanging out with the baby. We was just in the same section.
That's not what you said. You said when we were with the baby. That's what you
No,
said.
I said where the baby. I said where the baby was at.
No,
No,
that's
nah,
what
you
you
said we
said.
was not. You know you didn't fucked up, right? You know
We
you
had
fucked
the
up.
stage
Not what you
section.
said.
We
Man,
had
what
the
I say?
stage section. We had the stage section together. You
Nah, you know you
said
didn't fuck
we
up,
were
right?
with
The
we
baby was
shared the
cleaning.
section.
It was a ride, cause you sure you was with the baby at 12. Yeah, and they was dancing at 11:50, right? That
That is what we heard. You
boy
just
DC.
hobnobbing. Oh man, you be out with these
And
cats.
the baby is the epitome of he being shit.
I love, you know, I love the baby because we got video of him backing up his shit talking. It's not like these other people that just be doing all it is
Yeah,
and
he
pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. You do no, the baby, when they pressed him at his video shoot, and they was
Oh, I
like,
saw
first
that.
of all, oh, I thought you meant which one? I thought you meant, all right, when they pressed me at his video shoot, they didn't press him. It was some old niggas standing in the middle of the street. It wasn't
Hey.
some niggas was walking through the set, pushing shit over, knocking the shit out the way and punking the set. We ain't seen that done. It was, they was, they were, there was weenies trying to press him from across the street, like, hey, you got your pass.
Okay. And then what happened to the dude that pressed him in Louis Vuitton? And he beat him to his drawers.
Wasn't that his
Yeah.
baby mama's little brother?
That was a grown man that pressed him in Louis Vuitton and got beat to his
But then
drawers.
you think about it, it's in Louis Vuitton. How many hood niggas, real niggas that's going to beat you up be in Louis Vuitton?
Girl,
Didn't
you be in
he
Louis
kill?
Vuitton.
Didn't the baby kill somebody?
I ain't never
Yeah, he
gonna get
got
no
a. Hey,
rest
the
by
list
the
keep
liquor store.
Howard keep bringing up point great points. What about that time he killed the nigga at Walmart, Craig? Like everybody gets shot at Walmart.
I'm just laughing because Howard got all this information. I'm like, hold on, y'all.
Craig running around with the, you know, the Ice Cube look going on, and over there talking about not too many people go to Louis Vuitton. Craig got Louis Vuitton belts, Louis Vuitton shoes, Louis Vuitton cologne, Louis Vuitton beard conditioner.
Beard
Any
oil.
Louis Vuitton I have is fake. I keep shit real. I ain't in that bullshit. I invest my money in stocks.
Stocks and
About
real
to
estate.
y'all go, yeah,
Oh,
y'all gonna see Craig House on TMZ. I'm gonna climb the gate at nighttime with a hoodie on and all that, and try to pry open the door and run off, just to scare his ass.
that sounds like a bad prank, Howard. You go climb the gate with eight niggas to rape them, and then we go get them all tied up, and we go show him. I got him.
He said, "After ripple, why is that
Why
part
are
of
you pranking
the
my house as a prank?
prank?"
We go climb the gate. I'm gonna have a mask on and scare the hell out of him. That'll show him. What?
A show, Craig. Hey, I got to get to the airport, y'all.
Where you
You got
going,
your
man?
real ID? Yeah,
Going.
I got my real ID. Virginia Beach Funny Bowl all weekend, man, and then Baltimore Comedy Factory. The following weekend, East Coast, we're coming back to that cold. Zoe, Craig, Matic, I love you niggas, man.
Oh, you
Don't
think,
get that
man?
coal in you. Pause.
Whoa.
How long we been on? We've done about, I think we've done about 40 something minutes, right? 45 something minutes.
Yeah, where you gonna be? Are you going
Hey, and
Atlanta this
please,
weekend?
DC, get the dress back.
Said you
You
took
going
it.
Atlanta this weekend, Chaz? You gonna be in
DC
Atlanta?
gone now. You know they say DC got VP, right?
Am I going where, Craig?
Are you gonna be in North Carolina? I mean, in Atlanta this weekend?
What's happening in Atlanta?
Shantae's show in Atlanta this weekend.
Now I gotta. I've been having a problem traveling lately. I told her I'll do the close ones. So I'm like, if you're in Phoenix, San Francisco, San Diego, I was like those. But
You need to get that Frontier. Stop buying all them Darth Vader
you don't
sweaters.
want to go nowhere where ice. Yeah.
I really want to be like in the mix, bro. I can't wait for one day where like I always wanted this. Like my wife and her mom, they speak Spanish all the time. So I'm like, I'm always waiting for the day where you get that person who's like, this is America. Don't, I want that. Like, I never get to have that encounter. It never happens again.
You don't want that
They
because
know, hey, bro, let me tell you
I
something.
do
They
want
know
that.
who to do that to.
I know, I want that. But I want to be like around, like, they don't see me. And then I'm like, I want that. I
Eh.
want that.
This is from people who've been hate mongering and they don't have a reason to their cause.
I want to be there in the middle when ICE is trying to get on some poor lady and the six dudes harassing some woman. I want to be there for that. I want them to know you a bitch. You ain't gonna put that on nobody else for real. I
You know
want
what's
that.
so weird is that with as many people that feel that way and take that standpoint, when those things like what happened in Minneapolis happen, they gain more follow the hate mongers gain more followers than the people standing against the hate.
What you mean? You mean like ICE
Yeah,
gets more support?
The ICE people grow in support.
The people who
Man,
love ICE.
you saw the second person that got murdered. Good. The young lady that got killed in her car. They did a GoFundMe for that ICE agent, and that dude got almost $500,000 right now.
I'm telling you, so when things like this happen, the media brings it to our attention, but the hate mongers that's looking for something to hate now have a commercial to be like, yeah, that's what I want to
I still want it. I still want
if you
the
do it, you
encounter.
better win. Because if you lose, I can't repost it. I can't be like, look, my
I
boy
put it
Chaz standing up for
that. Chaz, they
Oh,
pick and choose. They pick and choose. I was at a spot, Didi Reese, years ago with my son grabbing some cookies in Westwood, and this dude had a MAGA hat on, and he had something to say to this Asian dude that was in there. And when I turned around and looked at him, the dude walked out of Didi Reese.
yeah.
They pick and choose.
Well, a lot of these people want to have a conversation. They don't necessarily want to turn up right there. They just want to say all of what they're feeling, their aggression on.
I only got one small chance, and dude turned away and walked away the same way. These young ladies that had a hijab on. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, but they had one on at like some ice cream place. Not an ice cream spot. I was at a like a mall, like a Macy's, and he
Was
was
at an
like,
ice cream place. Stop
it wasn't an ice cream
lying.
place. I promise, it was like a Macy's.
I was at
Macy's
Cold
don't
Stone.
sell ice cream.
That's why
How
it
you
wasn't an
mix
ice cream place.
He was like, I was at this Cold Stone Baskin Robbins pop
No.
up.
No, I was
They
going
put
for
the
ice cream,
thing
but I had to
together.
pass through the Macy's. So I was in Macy's heading to the ice cream place. So I wasn't, it didn't happen at the ice cream place, but it was on the way to the ice cream place through the mall.
Was leaving Häagen-Dazs on my way to Cold
Anyway.
Stones. I stopped at
Doing
Big
an ice cream
Berries in
tour?
between.
Yes,
Go ahead,
you just
Chaz. I'm sorry.
go ahead.
Yeah, but anyways, he said something to him about the hijab. And I literally was just like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. It's nothing to do with you. That was it. And I thought he was going to come back with something.
Nah,
I
they pick and choose. They pick and choose,
guess
dog.
I
It's like,
came in too hot. I thought we were going to do a little more.
yeah, see, you was waiting for the moment
I
and then it went
was
away because you came in. You gotta unlace the shoe before
Oh,
you put it on.
I said, wait, where are you supposed to fight now?
So let me ask you this, Chad. You still can eat ice cream?
Why couldn't I?
You ain't lactose intolerant yet?
Why would I be lactose intolerant?
Somebody ain't gonna tell him.
The thing is, it's just normal reaction after ice cream for him. It's not like something that he's not used to. He's like, yeah, who doesn't?
Why would
Well,
I be lactose intolerant?
who
After
doesn't
being,
fart after ice cream?
I like, I eat ice cream. I just don't eat it all the time.
I can eat cheese, ice cream, milk every day. I don't have any kind of lactose issues whatsoever.
You said you do the ice cream milk? You're the first person I know, and I'm jealous.
That is not. You said ice cream milk?
They sell, like, the ice cream milk. Like, you could get Captain Crunch milk.
No, that's not what like I said.
The cereal. Oh, that's not. I thought you said that. I was like, "What, Chaz?"
No, no. I can have ice cream, dairy, anything like that daily, and I've never had an issue. Like, never. I don't even know what happens when people have lactose. You get like a stomach bubble.
Man, yeah. My son, we was leaving from BJ's, and my youngest, he leaned up against the wall after having a Pazookie. Yo, he leaned up against the wall like he was in pain, like he was dying.
Bro, you BJ the Pazookie? You said what? Missed out something.
BJ's sells Pazookies.
The restaurant.
Well, so Pazookie sells BJ's. I got you. That is his favorite spot. He will go. He'll get a bootleg Pazookie from any place.
You know what? You know what I like? I'm a cheap date. I would have been easy to fuck back in the days. Look, let me tell you.
That's why he blasted and shouted out all these Mexican communities because Howard was the first ice. He was iced tea.
Yeah. Yo, Chad, would you consider yourself a cheap date?
Yes.
Like, I'm a cheap day. Like, you ain't got to be like, oh, we going to Crustaceans, we going to Mastro's. Like, we, oh, that's it. They still got Sizzlers.
I'm like, hey, Wendy's got Frosties.
Yo, the caramel crunch one. Like, what?
You gotta go with the nah, man. I only do home cookings.
See, so you're not going to Costco to get a soda and a hot dog.
No, that's when you take two leftovers and combine them together and act like you be chefing up in there.
That's your old ass moldy food, bro.
Well, you got fried chicken spaghetti. Yep, that's my Roscoe's mixed with my Boca de Pepo.
Hey, Boca de Pepo.
Yep.
That boy got leftover Roscoe's.
I got Beppo de Roscoe's.
Stale and greasy, bro.
Nah, they were like, damn, I never even thought of having ribs with a salad.
Oh my God.
Throw that shit in with your chop shop. Y'all don't be mixing up your leftovers for hoes when they come over.
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever done that.
Y'all married. Y'all just
I've never even done that for myself.
I don't think I've done that for myself.
Y'all never picked y'all leftovers together?
Craig, why do you have multiple days of leftovers still when you had leftovers that was getting more food? Leftovers getting more food? Like what?
Because I don't need leftovers. I leave it for the hoes. I was trying to tell you, but y'all wasn't listening. Y'all don't get that.
Like Craig's house with the bubble guts.
Nah, man. Right. Hoes love my leftovers. They be like, what?
Right. I never had gumbo and tacos. This is right.
You put the little gumbo in the taco shell. Top that shit with some cheese. Some sour cream.
Is this a seafood platter and spaghetti? What is this?
What? You never had crab spaghetti?
Oh.
Right.
You can. Look, he said, oh, but then he said, wait, that kind of sounds fine.
It does not sound good at all. That sounds terrible.
Craig got the shishiri board and the pizza.
This sounds terrible, man. Where you going to be at, Gregory?
Well, I'm going to pop in on Shantae Wayne's.
Are you heading to Atlanta?
In Atlanta.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go over to VA for a day and pop in on DC.
Okay.
Then I'm going to run out to Charlotte for an evening. I'm running up these frontier miles. I'm telling you, I've been having a great
It's the greatest deal I've ever heard.
It'd be a Tuesday, and I'd be like, what am I doing tomorrow? You know what? I was going to write from home, but I could write from
Hawaii. Why'd you drive to Denver then?
Because it was the middle of the night. It was like after the flights were already done. And it was like, you want to go? And it was like, fuck it, let's go.
You drove to Denver?
Yeah. Stopped in Nevada. Stopped in Utah. Stopped in Arizona.
That's not even the same direction.
Yeah, it is. So you go through Nevada, then
Gotta go
Phoenix.
up.
Yeah. Not
Where
you
they
don't go
going?
to Phoenix, you go through Arizona though. You cross through the corners.
Oh, damn. I don't know geography.
Yeah,
I
you see
yeah.
that. You was like, man, I ain't nowhere near New York. He's like, it isn't. You're
You're
right.
right. It's not. Where you been, Howard? What new commercial you in?
I got a Edward Jones commercial, a wealth management commercial that just started running, and it's a beautiful thing. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Wait,
And
did you research it? So can you help me with my money? Or you just was like, I'm not gonna do the method version of this character.
do you want me to be honest, or you want me to lie like Donald Trump?
Donald Trump doesn't lie.
And then I just been an amazing husband, man. My wife, her company, The Audacity, just produced Godfrey's stand-up special,
Oh,
his
dope.
comedy special,
Dope.
and they just been all over the place, man. Just doing amazing work, and I'm happy, man. I'm happy for her. I get to hold her purse on the red carpet and let her do her thing,
Yeah, I got you,
and
boo.
I love it, and it's just
You're right.
it's a funny.
Doesn't it feel different to like have somebody like hold somebody's purse instead of having someone hold yours?
It feels way different, Craig. It's usually my wallet, but I mean, hey, if you, I mean, to each his own, you
It
know.
depends on what year you on
Yeah.
your Uzi Vert,
Yo,
so.
let me tell y'all, when I first met Craig, he was playing basketball with a fanny pack on, right? And so,
Actually, I was trying to get in the club and he told me I had to tuck my shirt in.
Craig is a
But
lie. We are.
that's
See, look.
always been the same story.
Let me tell you
Exactly.
something. I'm gonna hit you with my Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
Craig is lying. I knew Craig already, so why would he say when he first met me in the club, like, Craig be lying?
I seen him around, didn't know him.
Until you
I
met
knew him.
Brian.
I went to the club, he told me tuck my shit in.
Craig be
You
lying.
know
I
what?
knew Craig in
Let me
school.
hit my friends up that we used to be in the club lines with me. I can hit
Craig is.
Damien up.
Because you and Damon
Craig is.
Jr. came up, right? It was like you and Damon Jr. were homies.
Me and Craig was friends first.
Okay.
Junior and my cousin was real tight.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, Howard and my friend were smashing girls in the same crew.
Oh.
So we kind of knew each other through that way.
Via vaginosis. I got you.
Yeah, you know. Is
Okay.
a vag, a vet, was it a vachesy?
Vaginosis.
Yeah, vaginosis.
So I and I've always loved Craig. I've never hated Craig. Now his cousin Damien, I
Yeah.
hated Damien and love Damien now.
He almost
Okay.
fought Damien first time they met playing basketball, but at the club is where we met, and they would not let me in. Then I later found out, hey, wait, you know my goddamn cousin? And you don't let me in the gut. Well, no, they
He's
let me.
a he.
They
Let
did
me tell you
not let
something.
me in the club, but they made me tuck it.
Craig put my face on my boy Tony because my boy Tony used to work outside. Howard never worked outside the club.
Look, Howard
Never.
had this. Like, he was a pitcher.
Ever.
He had the little pitcher fro hanging out the back of his shit with the curls.
I
Like, he
never
was making
worked
the
outside the
picture.
club. I know too many people. I never worked outside the club. I worked inside the club,
He be
never
with
outside.
he had his little list, his little board.
Like, nah, you ain't on the list.
Yeah, you
And
ain't on the
then,
list.
and
Nah,
wait, and
you
then this
can't
the
get in with
crazy
your shirt
part.
untucked.
This the wait, this the crazy part. Nah, don't run away, Craig.
Tuck that shirt in, fam. I can't let you in.
So this is the crazy part. I'm gonna ask Craig what club
I
they
got
want
his board. I found his
to.
clipboard. Now
Craig,
what, Howard?
Craig, Craig. Now the city of LA will tell you this right here,
Crap.
Craig. What was the name of the club?
Shark Club.
And I never ever was the promoter for the Sharks Club. Never, ever. That was
Actually,
Diamond Productions.
that
I was
was
KMP.
no, KMP was where you ran later. This was early in your career. I didn't say you was up there, you was just helping. This was early in your career. You talking about 21. I'm talking about when we was 18. You see, you
Look at.
jumping. You jumping, you naming two different errors. Nope.
Craig,
I know what you tried to do there. Nope.
I
It
need like a historian right
wasn't
now.
Glam Slam, it was Shark Club. You didn't work Glam Slam.
That was Diamond Productions also.
That's your boy with the actor cheeks. Cheeks nigga, actor, light-skinned little nigga. What was his name? It was your boy. He used to do commercials too.
I'm telling y'all, Craig be lying on me, y'all.
I believe that. Craig.
And that's
like, you should believe me. You know, when I get on it like this, I mean it. It's
Craig. Let me tell you, I'm gonna tell y'all, Craig be lying on me. Craig be lying on me. But I will say this, y'all.
Hey, everybody from LA, the Howard ever had you tuck your t-shirt in to get to a club, getting them comments.
He said comment.
And Chad. Look.
The t-shirt emoji. Hey,
I never tuck my shirt in. To this day, my shirt is untucked. I don't tuck shirts in. I'm going to tell somebody to tuck their shirt in.
Yeah, most people that don't tuck their shirt in tell other people to tuck their shirt in.
That's the boss move.
Yeah, you flossing like, ha. You know how hard it is to tuck a 5X t-shirt?
Now Craig is trying to say I'll reuse my power like he do.
I didn't say you overused your power. I just said you used to make us tuck our t-shirt in. Craig, I didn't say you kept us out the club.
That was the 5X t-shirt era. It looked like a diaper if you tucked that big mug in there.
And you got to have it fold out over the sides.
Chaz, all I wore was t-shirts. Craig be lying on me, man.
Yeah, I feel that.
It be your own people, though.
Where you going to be, Howard? I mean, where you going to be, Chaz?
February 6th, I am at downtown LA with the where am I at? February 6th, downtown LA, the Zodiac Comedy Show. It is Aquarius season, so we're celebrating all the Aquarius. So if you're in the town, if you're in the building, come on down, come celebrate your B-days with us, and that's it. That's all she wrote. Hey, Howard, thanks, man. I appreciate you rolling with us, bro.
Oh, man, I love y'all, man.
I'll tuck my t-shirt in as soon as we get off, Howard.
And since we
get Howard's new merch, tuck your t-shirt.
Tuck tees.
It says tuck your tees. Tuck these, tuck tees.
I do.
And it has
I do.
Arrow pointing down.
But I'm sorry, I do have a new book coming out called Craig Be Lying on Howard.
Okay. Amazon.
Detailed book. Yeah, it's 1,221 pages of Craig Be Lying on Howard. And it just dates back to when we was in third grade. We used to take baths together.
Look at that. See, Craig, I didn't even know him in third grade. He just said we didn't meet till we were six. What was you doing in third grade?
But these are 18. Lies that Craig be telling.
Yeah, I didn't say that. You said that.
Like Ray J did your forward on that one.
Oh, he didn't even get into his Ray J stories. That's on the next one.
I got Ray J stories, but Craig got Raz B stories.
Who's that?
My ass hurt.
My ass hurt.
I remember Howard tried to bring Ricky Romance over, and I was like, who?
That, you damn lie. That was your friend. That was your friend.
Brother.
That was you and Mikey friend, Ricky Romance.
And then he did.
Craig be lying.
And then he hung up.
Coming out.
And then he hung up.
Book coming out. Craig be lying.
That's great. I see you, Howard. Thanks, man.
My fam. All
right, bro.
Go.